This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, May 24th. Well, cattle markets responded pretty lightly to a bearish cattle and feed report with just a barely slightly lower open, and then the markets reversing back up. And we ended up with an outside day higher in live cattle, feeders with just a reversal up, but the market pretty much shrugged off another month of higher than expected placements and the third month in a row of record numbers on feed. So that's pretty important, you know, for this medium term outlook, that March, April, and May 1 cattle and feed reports all showing record numbers on feed for that time of year. And also the numbers on feed for more than 120 days continues to be very high. So that tells us we're front end loaded. We've got a lot of numbers that need to be kept moving out of the feedlots, or else we're going to get behind on the marketings. So I think, you know, the market's ability to shrug that off, unlike last month where a surprise high placements really kind of pulled the rug out from under the market, both lives and feeders. This time around, it really didn't. It wasn't a huge amount more, and it was still less than last year at 99%, but nevertheless, it was more than what the trade was looking for. So I think that the market is, I think had its push to the downside. I think it's due for a correction. I kind of felt that way for a couple of weeks, but and I think we'll get that, especially with the formations of an outside day higher. We'll get a run up here, maybe last a week or two, just kind of chop your way higher. But I do still think there is more work to do on the downside. Again, you have record numbers on feed. Even with herd declines and even with smaller herds, you know, those numbers are going into the feedlots, whether it's cow slaughter or just calves going in early. We've got to work through these numbers, and they're going to hit us right in the middle of summer. And that's the time of year when beef demand tends to be the weakest of the year. So a terrible combination of fundamentals for the cattle market right in front of us. Now, granted, the market has already sold off quite a bit, and I think that's why we could get a reaction to the upside. But I wouldn't turn bullish this market until we at least get through mid to late June and probably through August. You know, sometimes you get those major lows that come in late in the summer. We'll just have to see how things progress, but you've got to work through these numbers and see how demand progresses. You know, we've got inflation, we've got record high gas prices, consumer spending is going to food and gas, and you know, beef demand is you know, for sure going to take a hit. And again, it's coming at a time where you're going to have record supplies coming into the market for this time of year. So hopefully we can get some exports stoked up. That's, you know, the dollar has been sliding a bit. That should help that. And we've seen a couple weeks now with beef exports improving, but it's tough to rely on exports to solve a record high on feed number issue for the United States. So this is why I think we've still got some work to do to the downside through the summer. But I think that we can be more confident about when major lows are going to be behind us. And it would be some point in the summer, whether it's June or August, some point in the summer, I think we can finally say we're going to be past that point. With the moisture that's coming into the southern and central plains, and certainly across the northern plains, I think we can start now expecting to see heifer retention and herd rebuilding, and that takes us into that bullish cycle for the market. So that's the intermediate term. In the short term, we've got to work through the big numbers in the feedlots. We've got to see what consumer demand gives us over these next couple months. But I think if we get a good flush to the downside, it sets up a great buying opportunity for the deferreds, especially as you get into December, Feb, and on back. Those months look like they could really have some strength to them. Of course, they're already premium to the front months, but I think now you can start looking at what's our bull market going to look like? When is it going to happen? And I think we can finally start to kind of write that into the calendar. In the cash markets last week, we had the Fed trade around 140 on the average, which was down 2 on the week, but still up 21 from a year ago. Dress trade at 226, down 3 on the week and up 36 from a year ago. Dress weights at 828 pounds were down 3, but up 5 from last year. Calf prices averaging around 172, down 3 on the week and up 24 from a year ago. Rib prices at 403, up 8 on the week, down 125 from a year ago. And 90% trimmings at 273, up 1 on the week and up 18 from a year ago. Federally inspected slaughter up 0.7% on the year. Cow slaughter up 6% on the year. Not a big surprise there. Dressed weights up 0.3%. Beef production up 0.9% year to date. Yesterday in the box beef trade, we were up 211 on the choice. We're sitting at 264. Select was up 121 at 244. The spread picked up 90 cents. We're sitting at 2005. Loads were 125. In the slaughter rate, we're sitting 125,000 heads so far this week. That's right on the average pace, and it's up 1,000 over last week, and it's up 8,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index dropped another 33 cents. We're sitting at 152.72, so that's 7 days in a row now where the index has been lower. That's reflecting, I think, the weakness in the futures market, finally kind of starting to really drag cash markets lower. And getting into May, usually you're pretty much done buying calves for grass placement and summer grazing. And, you know, that's been slow because it's been drought until we got into about mid-May, early May. We started to finally get some rain, but it takes time for those pastures to recharge. So your window pretty much was closed by the time those rains finally came. You might see some late demand start to perk up, but again, the index is not suggesting that, at least at this point. So short term, I think the market's due for a bounce here. Intermediate term, still got the summer to work through, but I think we can start to anticipate that we want to be buyers in this market on a good flush to the downside, either into June if we get it, or if it just dribbles down into August. Either way, I think we should find our low this summer, and then we start to work our way higher for a long-term bull market. We've had a pretty long stretch of herd liquidation, and it'll take some time to rebuild that. And I think it's potentially very bullish, especially if this economy can get some traction, get inflation behind us. Then I think we've got something that we can really look forward to on the upside. Just a little bit more work to do to get there, but I think we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.